Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing how you still exhibit love even though you've been hurt too many times. Beautiful black woman, I see the stars in your complexion and the moon in your eyes. You're more like an angel in a human disguise. As soon as I make it to heaven, the first thing I'll do is paint pictures of you in the sky. You have such a beautiful mind and immaculate natural skin. All the diamonds in the world do not compare to you, my African gem. And everything about you is magnificent and spectacular. No matter your complexion, you still exemplify the essence of Africa. I'll try my hardest to execute and bring out the best in you. I thank God for blessing you with excellence and benevolent worth, because every day next to you is like a festival of heaven on earth. You see, I love everything about you. Your blackness is greatness. With the soul of a million suns, you inspire the happiest faces. Even when I'm lacking in patience, you still bring out the best in me. I would try to give you the world, but you can show me galaxies that I never seen. I pray to God that you never leave. You, but you bad as a 10. Body look like you just got back in the gym. Beautiful soul, natural skin. Been asking your friends if you single or not. You really don't mingle a lot. So many kings and so many things, but you are the queen at the top. Feels.
Reflections. Welcome to the Black Woman is God, where I am your host, God XK. And for those who do not know, the X stands for masculine and feminine energy at its highest. God is not just a man, God is female energy as well. When you put masculine energy and feminine energy together, you then create life. I say today's topic is unlock your divine goddess gene. Unlock your divine goddess gene. This topic today is going to be very, very spiritual. Very spiritual. Nothing is law. This is just my thoughts. Or is it law? This topic is very spiritual, so I do ask that you listen with an open mind and heart I'm going to ask you a lot of questions just for you to ponder on and think about. But before we get into that, we're going to take a quick commercial break so you all can go grab some pencil and paper or whatever it is that you want to grab, your tea, as we enjoy this episode.
Remember to pay yourself first. The greatest focal point in your life is when preparedness and opportunity meet. Mortgages, foreclosures, property taxes can be a thing of the past. It's all up to you to be in honor. We have public and we have private. When it comes to mortgages and foreclosures, the banks don't have no skin in the game. And property taxes are outright illegal. But if you don't know no better, you just keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Cut it out, y'all. Go to TahakaDebtElimination.org. That's TahakaDebtElimination.org. Now is the time to get out of debt. The opportunity is here. This is your greatest focal point. Let's shut this thing down, man. Get out of debt now. Peace.
Peace, peace, reflection. So if you're just tuning in to the Black Woman is God, today we are talking about unlock your divine goddess genes. So you ask, probably thinking, asking yourself, what is she talking about? What is she talking about? Goddesses, I am here to help you awaken the goddess that's within you. Our body is so powerful. Our body parts are so powerful. It's very spiritual. And I need you guys to really hear me out on this topic. Your womb is where we connect to the Most High God. It takes the Most High God, masculine and feminine energy to create us. We're just a reflection of that power. When you have a feeling about something, where do it come from? That feeling comes from, you may call it your gut, but your gut is nothing but your what? It's your womb. Everything starts from the womb. Everything. In every religion, they touch you when they go to pray for you. They touch your womb. They touch your forehead, which is nothing but your third eye. Oh, your third eye is not real. That's something people just make up. Seriously, do your research and look up a pineal gland. Your pineal gland is an eye that sits right between your two eyes, and everyone has it inside your brain. Everyone has it. Your pineal gland, but most people call it the third eye because that is the spiritual eye. That is where you are able to connect spiritually. When you close your eyes, close your eyes for 1 second. And I'm going to say the word cup. Now, I want you to say the word cup, but I want you to take your time and say the word cup to yourself, not with your natural voice. When you say that, you hear something. You hear a voice. Ask yourself, where did that voice come from? You actually saw a cup. What eye was that? Because your eyes were closed. Your physical eye was closed. But your spiritual eye, a.k.a. your pineal gland or your third eye, saw a cup. Where do you think imagination comes from? Our thoughts come from. You say, ooh, I can imagine a hamburger. Or I can imagine how my baby is going to look. What eye are you using? That is the spiritual eye, your pineal gland, your third eye. Our body is so powerful. And I'm going to say that through this entire topic today because I really want you guys to hear me out on my thoughts. And I know I'm not the only one to have these thoughts because there's people across the world teach on the same exact theme. So when these thoughts began to come to me, I knew I wasn't crazy once I found other people that was able to explain it in a different way, but the same definition of the thoughts that I'm having. I don't even think the pastors and evangelists and, you know, all the different religion people even understand it. Definitely Christians. You know, I know a lot of Christians don't even believe in a third eye, but yet and still, when they pray over you and anoint you with oil, they touch your head thinking because that's where the mind is. But the mind is still an eye. Is that not correct? Your mind is still an eye, a spiritual eye where you can see things. And they touch your head, not knowing that is connecting you with spirit. When they touch your gut, for women, that is where life began from any human and any female animal. It is the womb. So you can manifest and heal your spirit by taking your hands, applying them onto your womb, and visualizing, and then God made us so powerful. Remember, God said, let there be light. So when we speak and we are touching our womb, we are creating life. Just think about that for a minute. Where do feelings come from? Your womb and your heart. Everything grows through darkness. Everything takes about 9 months, sometimes less. An elephant is longer. But it sits in darkness of a female elephant, the womb where there is darkness and there is water, and then eventually come through life, which is the light. They say in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but could it be she? Could it be she gave her only begotten? S-U-N? Yeah, I told y'all I'm going to get really deep. This is a very spiritual topic, and we're going to take a quick break for you all to marinate on that, and we'll be back.
Do you have the products you need to take a spiritual bath by the next full moon? If not, place your order today with Cures Spiritual Care. We provide you with high vibrational spiritual bath products from our sage, our Palo Santo sticks, our healing shea butter, organic soaps, our powerful spiritual water, and more. Call or text in your order today at 904-558-0079. 904-558-0079. And tell them God is K sent you. Or log on to your Instagram and search spiritual_care. Our email address is curecare9@gmail.com. Remember, our care is spelled with a K and not a C. Remember, reflections, you are the creator of your reality. So let us help you create your heart desires.
Praying for for some feedback. Bitch, you deep out there, baby girl, kick your seat back. Running through the campus with my bike and my ski mask. Worry about these players, baby girl, you need a relax. Keep that, he a sucker, how you relapse. Never taken back, off some fuck shit, best believe that. Trying to elevate every day so I can beat my natural elevated, she prioritize the hoes. Ain't worried about no players, these girl men can fix themselves. Light up the stage for the vibes and the wells. But then I got the things I need, don't need nobody else. By me, I never let nobody take myself to self. When he kiss my neck, I swear it'll take me somewhere else. Know I got that magic that gon' make my baby melt. But I ain't never seen no one besides my higher self.
Hips swinging like my favorite pendulum. Now I got everybody's attention. Afraid of my demons cause I'm friends with them. We've been chilling in a different dimension. I've been manifesting all my love, peace, fame, money, hell. Doing hacker shit with my higher self, girl.
I've been protected, my third eye is connected. Feeling spiritually tested, manifesting my blessings. Spend my energy at work just to flip the cash, what invest me? On some hot girl shit, he gon' throw down. Treat me like a queen for four more. Baby got the juice, if you know what I'm saying. No one do it like my girls, my best friend bad in Jamaica. Since the energy right, our hips been a-swaying. Real bad bitch vibes coming through and saying.
Swinging like my favorite pendulum. Everybody's attention. I'm afraid of my demons cause I'm friends with them. Yeah, we chillin' in a different dimension. I've been manifesting all my love, peace, fame, money, hell. Doing hacker shit with my
goddesses. If you are just tuning in to The Black Woman is God, thank you so much for your time and your energy. Today we are talking about unlock your divine goddess gene, educating you or sharing with you on my thoughts on reality as a goddess and getting closer to our highest self and our highest feminine energy self, should I say. Just leaving you all with some thoughts and asking you some questions for you to just get a little deeper within and get in tune with your highest self. And doing that is by using your body. Our body is a temple. It is powerful, and it's so much more than what we think it is. It's so much more spiritually. And we've been lied to, and we have to educate ourselves. And sometimes I would say use your common sense, but that would be offensive, and I guess it wouldn't be common sense to all. But every time a human is stressed out, definitely a woman, what happens? Our hair, we lose it. It goes away. Our womb gets all jacked up because we are stressed. We are disconnected from the highest source. What is the highest source? How can we get connected to the highest source? It's right within us, literally. Literally. I know a lot of us have been taught to get on your knees and pray, but you don't even have to get on your knees. You can literally just touch your womb. Even for a man, that's where your seed is at. That is where your power is spiritually, God. Think about it. Something comes out of a man, which we call a seed, and that seed can give life. Think about how spiritual that is. What activates those seeds? what activates our body to do what it does? Where is it coming from? Where is the signal coming from? Think about what the word temple is. A temple is a sacred place where we go to worship and connect. God is within us. It's not out of us. It's literally in us. We are, the entire body is a reflection of the Most High. You know why the old people say, be careful on what you say, because your words are powerful. I have this thing where I always say when I have my affirmations, I say, my words are my power, so let them create. What do you think when somebody says, oh, she cursed you out? Cursing. You're putting a spell on something with your words. It truly means something. In the beginning, there was word, and the word was with God. God said, let there be light, literally. The sun, S-U-N, it's a thought. This whole creation is just a thought that began in a cell, C-E-L-L. Some of this might be a little over a lot of people's head, but I know that some people is going to, this is going to awaken something in you. It is going to awaken something in you. When these thoughts was happening to me, I was afraid to share it. I was like, I'm not saying this out loud. But then eventually, when you start questioning spirit, questioning God, touching your womb, taking the spiritual bath, asking the questions, God then showed me that I was not the only one having these thoughts and these answers. It's a bunch of us. Your temple, your body, women, our breath can create milk. Think about what a breast even looked like, first of all. It looked like a, what is it called? With a thing that gets the signal. A satellite. What is it called? A satellite. Yes, satellite. Thank you, Spirit. Think about what our bodies look like. It's literally showing us what it's for. Everything that we need to create, it's already within us. If you want to heal your body heals itself naturally anyway. Think about how that happens. How does that form? When we are pregnant, who gives the permission for that spirit to come through our womb, sit for 9 months, and then birth a whole nother human? Think about it. The number 9. That's life. That starts with every animal. But in every animal, you have to have masculine energy and feminine energy. And who gives that signal? Who sends it? Where does it come from? It comes from spirit. The whole time that we're pregnant as women, for those 9 months, we are losing a part of ourselves. But then we gain something so much more powerful. You start knowing, oh, my child doing this. Like you just know things. What do you think that comes from? It starts from the womb. Back in the day, a man want to know if his lady is a good woman, so he'll always take her to the grandmother or to the mom. They always say, you want to know if she's a good woman? Let your mama see her. Let your grandma talk to her. How do we know? Because we're women. We come from the Most High feminine energy. And we can read another woman just like a man can read another man. They just know. Take a moment. Step back and just listen. Don't take it personal. Again, these are just my thoughts. Everybody have an opinion, and this is just my opinion. But I do feel this is wrong, and you can agree or disagree. But just think about how your body moves. Our bodies are literally just a cell. This whole entire existence, from the dirt to everything, is a cell inside of a cell inside of a cell inside of a cell. That's all it is, and it comes from thought. Thought comes from darkness mixed in with some water. That's how you know water is so powerful. That's why I'm always encouraging you all to take spiritual baths, because water has been proven to be a memory, and our bodies is full of water and dirt, darkness. But think of things on a spiritual level. How are we connected? When something tells you to take a left instead of a right, and then you later find out that there was a car accident on the other side, and you say, Spirit told me to go to the right. You already know. Babies know right from wrong when they're coming out the womb. They already know. That's why they be sneaking. They know. It's within us. God is within us. You are God alone. And you don't need anything outside of you to get you to a higher source. You are the higher source. I'm the higher source. And we're all God put together. Give that some thought. And we're going to take a quick break. And I'll come back. Because right about now, this is like my favorite part of the show. So, stay in tune.
The time has come where here on The Black Woman is God, we take time to honor a man and a woman of color who is a scientist, healer, or inventor of the week. This week, we are honoring Dr. Patricia Bath. She created the laser cataract device used to remove cataracts. She was the president of America Association for Prevention of Blindness. She attended Hunter College in New York City, and Howard University Medical School. Let's give it up for Goddess Dr. Patricia Bath. Up next, for our God of the Week, we are acknowledging and honoring scientist Benjamin Banneker. He was born in Maryland. In the late 1700s, Benjamin published an almanac. It is known to be the best of all times, and farmers would use it to help decide when to plant their crops. Let's give it up for God, Benjamin Banneker.
Welcome, goddesses, healers, medicine women, mothers. This is the G-Code.
I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astral projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap for me. Keep it enchanted. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leaf for me. Keep it enchanted. I really wanna hit a Palm Springs with my queen. We've been manifesting finer things. All our dreams. Rulers of the green reign supreme. Getting cream, cream. Surround myself with ultra light beams. That's the team. Descendants of the kingdom of Kush. Down in Venice smoking blackberry kush. I do what I want, I do it for fun. I do it for us, I do it with love. Celebrating life on a daily. The more I do that, the more they pay me. Elevation every day, I'm committed.
First I see it, then I go out and get it. If you wanna feel love, you gotta give it. Don't ever let them knock you off your pivot. Keep your vibes high, don't you get it? It's a journey, so your work is never finished. If you wanna see it happen, write it down. That's law. I usually like to cop it by the pound. For my dogs, keep a couple rose quartz around. For the heart, be confident when wearing a crown. You are art, compassion, forgiveness. Live with more intention. Speak life, give thanks. Stay dedicated to ascension.
I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap for me. Keep it enchanted. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leap for me. Keep it enchanted.
Tap in, stay in tune with your cycle. Let it flow. Every moon welcome in its arrival. Let it glow. Free bleeding on the earth is tribal. Let it flow. If it isn't vital for your survival, let it go. Protect your energy, make time for yourself. You don't have to work for nobody else. Focus on your spiritual wealth. Watch it manifest in perfect health. Meditate, then your payments escalate. Hope you're thriving and you're living your best today. What's great is you're better than yesterday. Practice self-love daily, that's a power play. Compassion, forgiveness. Live with more intention. Speak life, give thanks. Stay dedicated to ascension. Give love, stay up. Make the most out of your existence. Live healthy, self-love. Be consistent.
I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leaf with me. Keep it enchanted. I am all that I preach to be. I invite you all to take a leap with me. Astro projecting through frequency. Let's vibe it out, smoke this leaf with me. Keep it enchanted.
Did you know that your womb is the gateway to heaven on earth? Stay inspired, confident, aware, stay positive, enlightened, keep rising, keep grinding, take breaks, keep shining, keep it sacred, have patience, have trust, believe, the universe is always conspiring in your favor. You are blessed. You are exactly where you need to be. Continue loving unconditionally. Continue being the light. Lead the way. Set the example. You're doing a really good job.
Reflections. Yes, thank you for tuning in. If you are just tuning in, we're just about done with the show, but thank you for tuning in anyways. Today we are talking about unlock your divine goddess gene, where I'm just sharing some enlightenment of my thoughts on our body parts and how powerful our body is and why it is called a temple, what makes it so sacred. Women, we are so powerful. All women are powerful. But I have to acknowledge the woman of color of myself. Our hair is coily for a reason. It curls up like an antenna, because that's exactly what it is. Our hair is nothing but an antenna. Why do you think God made it to stand up. Automatically, it stands straight up because it's receiving signals from the sun, spiritual signals. That's why we stand out from every nationality and every other nationality of woman. We are the most hated and degraded. For what? Ask yourself, why is that? We are special. And if anyone tells you something different, do not believe it. Know who you are. Know where your powers come from. You receive signals from the sun just through your brown skin. You are different. Your womb is powerful, women. For 9 months straight, we all give birth. And when we are pregnant, you know, you be extra emotional. Let's even talk about when we're on our cycle. When we're on our cycle, we're receiving messages from the spirit realm. When you are on your cycle, going forward from this day on, rest. Rest. Tell your family, I need to rest. Why do you think when we're on our cycles, we're so sensitive? We're so emotional. Why is that? It is spiritual, ladies. It is a spiritual thing that is happening to us. Men do not get this. They are not the creators. We are the creators. They plant the seed, and we do all the magic, spiritually and physically. And that's in everything, every female animal. When you are pregnant, you are receiving messages. Your body literally is receiving a message to create and give permission to create life. That's why sex is so beautiful. It is sacred energy being exchanged. When you get together and you are getting ready to have an orgasm, you are creating magic. It is the most beautiful thing that can happen. Think about it spiritually, on a spiritual level, how beautiful that is. And every animal, they connect to the unknown. Do you not know that when you are getting intimate, whether you're getting intimate by yourself or you're getting intimate with a partner, but definitely when a man and a woman get intimate and they decide to say, you know, baby, I want to manifest a house. So when you two get together and you both are making love and you both are imagining making love in your home on a counter, and you guys start imagining it, speaking it, it can manifest just that easy because we are God. We are God, people. We are a snippet of the Most High God, and we have all the powers. That's why word says, I am with you always. I am you. You are me. And we are one. I hope you all understand this conversation today. And if you don't agree with it, it's all love. It's not love. Or is it? I'm going to end that today with you all. I hope you and guys enjoyed this conversation. Until next time, I'm going to leave you with the beautiful Jamila Woods. I love her. I love her. I hope you guys enjoy the topic and the beautiful songs that was played today. Peace, love, and knowledge. I'm Goddess K. Until next time.
If you really want something done and done well, do it yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. You can't depend on other folks to do what you want to do and the way you want it done. So you do it yourself. Be your own person. Don't depend on no man. I say I'll let you down, okay? Don't let them misuse you. You are not their child. You're my child. And I didn't misuse you, did I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The products you need to take a spiritual bath by the next full moon? If not, place your order today with Cures Spiritual Care. We provide you with high vibrational spiritual bath products from our sage, our Palmasanto sticks, our healing shea butter, organic soaps, our powerful spiritual water, and more. Call or text in your order today at 904-558-0079. 904-558-0079. And tell them Goddess K sent you. Or log on to your Instagram and search spiritual_care. Our email address is curecare with the number 9 at gmail.com. Remember, our care is spelled with a K and not a C. Remember, reflection, you are the creator of your reality. So let us help you create your heart desires.